We left off discussing the Sugya of Lamed Zayin, the cases of Orez v'Dochan. We pointed out the Gemara tells us the following, that according to the view of Rav and Shmuel, the second member of Rav and Shmuel, Koshu Mechamesh Saminim, that would indicate that only on Chamesh Saminim do you recite a Mezonos. On Orez v'Dochan, then, the Gemara tells us the Baruch be one of Eisha HaKol. And the Gemara points out that this is very difficult in light of the Braisa, because the Braisa tells us that on Pas Orez and Pas Dochan, Mevarech kamaisa kedera. Maisa kedera certainly seems to imply that you recite a bracha of mezonos. So how can you argue, as Rav and Shmuel, that mezonos is limited to chamesha saminim? The Gemara answers what seems to be a difficult teretz, as we'll see in the Rishonim, that kamaisa kedera, ukalo kamaisa kedera. In some sense, yes, it's similar to maisa kedera, that mevarechin tchila v'sof, that it warrants a bracha lefaneha and a bracha achareha. However, it is certainly different because here the bracha lefone is a shahakol, the bracha l'archeha is considered to be b'or nefoshos. What exactly is the chiddush then of the braisa that tells us kamaisa kedera? The chiddush it is requires a bracha mitchila v'sof as opposed to treating this as simple pas lechem where you would have a birchas hamotzi followed by birchas hamazon. So that's how the Gemara interprets that the chiddush of the braisa is that we treat this as maisa kedera is another way of saying that we do not treat pas orez or pas dochen as pas, but rather we treat it as something other than pas. But what does that mean? Not necessarily mezonos, but rather a bircha shahakol and a bar nefashim. So the Gemara says that yes, that would be a way of somehow, right, avoiding a direct stira to that braisa. But what about the following braisa? Here the Gemara tells us in the case of Kosei Sesa Orez, there explicitly you recite a bracha bari pri adama, but if tachana vafo vishlo, but if it's made into a form of bas, then you do recite the bracha of mezonos. So isn't that clearly against the view of Rav and Shmuel that the birchas mezonos is limited to chamesh sanimin? So here the Gemara says you're right, that here clearly it is a tiyufta, this is a rejection of the shita of Rav and Shmuel. We have a braisa mefureshes that tells us that on Orez the bracha is considered to be mezonos. So we started to discuss yesterday the following, that the Rashba immediately cites the view of Rav Haigon and that of Halachos Gadolos that says, wait, how can you have this diuk that is rejecting the view of Rav and Shmuel? We paskin like Rav and Shmuel. After all, in the sugya in the earlier Amud, the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, Rav Kahana, Koi Kabasei, and therefore how can the Gemara simply argue to Yufta when this is clear that we follow the shita of Rav and Shmuel? So the Rashba immediately comments, why is that considered to be akasha at all? How is it possible to accept Rav and Shmuel, to reject Rav and Shmuel? Rav and Shmuel had two different memories. And therefore, the sugyas are addressing those very different points. After all, if we're talking about the first halacha of Kol Sheyeshbo, the halachas of Ikar and Tafel, then it's clear. Then we accept the shita of Rav and Shmuel. But the second position of Rav and Shmuel, that the bracha of mezonos is relegated to chamesha saminim, then we reject Rav and Shmuel. Why should one at all assume that the acceptance of the first member of Rav and Shmuel somehow means that you must accept everything that they said when these are two independent concepts? Good. So apparently one must argue as follows that that was not true. According to Rav Haigon, according to Halachos Gadolos, that they assume that these were not two independent members, but rather clearly it is Ha Bahatalia. Somehow, how you assume when it comes to the issue of the Taruvos of Ikar and Tafel, that should in fact determine whether this is limited to Chamesh HaSamin or whether it applies to Kol Mile Dizan Tuva. And perhaps the Svara Pshuta is the following. What exactly is the svara for Kol Sheishbo? It must be, as we saw in the Torah, the concept of Chashivusha. That if, in fact, the Torah goes out of its way, and Mishabeach Eretz Yisrael for possession of these forms of meaning, therefore that is not considered to be that which is Tafel. And even if it's Bavit Taruvos, and clearly it's considered to be a Miut, either because Al-Pidin we label it as Ikar or Mishum Chashivusa, that will carry the day when it comes to a chiyuv bracha. So therefore, regardless of whether it's Zayin Tuva or whether it's not Zayin Tuva, one could certainly envision that you have a miut of mezonos that is not Zayin Tuva, right? The cases that we discussed yesterday, where there's a miut of mezonos for the purpose simply of an enhancer, or for the purpose simply of some form of addition, but it's not Zayin Tuva. And yet you would assume that the bracha nonetheless is determined by those minim. That must be because of the uniqueness of those minim, irrespective of the normal gdarim of Iker and Tafel. Pashup Shatra of Haigon assume the following. If that is true, one cannot argue that this will extend above and beyond the Chamesha Saminim. If it's because of Zayne Tuva, then one could argue that perhaps this can extend to other types of items that could be a main staple of a diet, to Orez V'docham. But if you're going to argue that irrelevant, that Zayne Tuva is not considered to be the determining factor, Vaharaya, the first member of Rav and Shmuel, necessarily, this is limited to Chamesha Saminim, and therefore, if we brought the Raya to the first member of Rav and Shmuel, you can't just simply reject them based on the Diuk and Enochinami, to Paskin consistently as the view of Rav and Shmuel. We pointed out that this is not clear from the case of Tosus, because Tosus de Ramaskal Tiyufta points out as follows, that when you look at the Kasha of the Braisa, which results in our saying that we reject the sheet of Rav and Shmuel, maybe one could distinguish between the case of Orez as opposed to Dochan. After all, that this second brisa, that the Gemara says that you see the brachas mezonos, and that's against the sheet of Rav and Shmuel, that brisa was only talking about the case of Orez. And therefore, perhaps one could argue as follows. When it comes to Orez, the brachas mezonos, based on the brisa, Tosa Rav and Shmuel. When it comes to Dochan, then there's no reason to assume that we are contradicting Rav and Shmuel at all, and therefore the bracha should be one of a shakal. Not only is this a possibility of Tosos, but this is the split of the psak of the Rif, and this is Mefurish in the Rambam, and in Shulchan Aruch as well. The Rambam in Brachos and Gimel Yud paskins this split of Tosos, that on the bracha of Orez, then there is a Birchas Mezonos, but not when it comes to the case of Dochan. And that's what the Mechaber writes in Simen Reish Ches, in Siv, if one is going to distinguish between Oraz versus Dochan, clearly we're operating within the consideration of Zayne Tuva. If the uniqueness of the Chamesha Saminim to be Koveya, the Bracha Mezonos, is the fact that this is considered to be a mainstay, a staple of one's diet, one could certainly distinguish between cases of Oraz versus Dochan. If, however, it's a question of Chashivusa as Chamesha Saminim, so then, l'chora, what is true of one is going to be true of the other, and therefore, one would not distinguish as Tosus the Rif and the Rambam do. So the fact that they are distinguishing, again, is very good. It's against the view of Rav Haigon Halachos Gedolos. They argue that you could treat these two members absolutely independently. We're not dealing with the uniqueness of Chamesha Saminim, but rather with Zayne Tuva, and therefore, what is true of Orez is not necessarily true of Dochan, and if you have a brice that says, Orez is Mezonos, you can still raise the question, what about the case of Dochan itself? If you look in the Rush, however, the Rush quotes the Shita and rejects this and assumes that no, that once the brice tells us that Orez, the bracha, is Mezonos, the Rush writes that Hu Hadinami, when it comes to the case of Dochan, we don't separate between those two. We don't distinguish. And if you have a braisa mefureshes, Orez is mezonos, and as a result, the Tosef, Rav, and Shmuel, the same applies when it comes to Dochan as well. Why is it then that that second braisa that the Gemara quotes, Hakoses, only refers to the case of Orez and doesn't refer to the case of Dochan? After all, according to Tosef, it's very meduyak. Because an Orez is a Berchas Mezonos, but not when it comes to the case of Dochan. But if you should assume in the Rush that these cases are one and the same, so why is it that the Braisa only mentions the case of Orez, somewhat misleading, that one could think, therefore, there's a distinction between the two. Why is that true? So the Rush writes as follows, Lafukim Edreochim Benuri. Because the Gemara quotes the Shita of the Tanur of Yochin Benuri that writes the following Shiddish, that Orez is Min Dogon. And therefore, the bracha is one of Hamotzi and Dina Kechita. You have a sheet in Tanayim that went as far as to assume that Orez is Dina Kechita. And therefore would have a straight halacha of Pas. So therefore, the Braisa, which is going out of its way to indicate that that is not true, highlights the case of Orez, because that was contested by Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. However, the Braisa does not mean to distinguish between Orez versus Dochan. You, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, argue that Orez has the halacha of Paschitim. The Braisa tells us certainly that is not true. That is not the case at all. Orez is similar to the case of Dochan, and therefore the bracha is Mizonos. So the fact that the Braisa highlighted the case of Orez is not, as Tosus writes, to distinguish between the two, but rather just to emphasize that Orez is Dino Kedochan against the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, against the split of Tosus, against the split of the Rif. Rabbi Yonah, however, right, and our Gemara has the following comment, that not as a raya, but perhaps as a model for the Shita of the Rif. Again, the Rif splits between Dochan as opposed to the case of Orez. So a diuk in the Braisa, that's true. The Braisa only mentions one case. Yeah, but it's hard to go ahead and assume the halacha. We should distinguish simply because the Braisa mentions only one case and not a second case. The Rush gave a very good reason why that's true, because the Braisa was responding to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So is there any raya at all that one should be able to split between the case of Orez v'Dochan? Rabbi Yonah writes that he hanosenes. Good, we're responding to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. And what is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? The Orez is considered to me min dagan, and therefore the brachan Orez is a birchas hamotzi. If you have a pas which is made out of Orez, it's treated as absolut lechem. Did Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri assume this is true when it comes to Dochan? No, certainly not. The Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri that we treat this as a pas lechem is only true when it comes to Orez. So Rabbi Yonah just writes the following Chiddush, that even though we don't assume like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri lahalacha, even though we assume that for Birchas HaMotzi you require Chamesh HaSaminim, but nonetheless Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri serves as a precedent in order to indicate what is true of Orez is not true of Dochan. You see that on the level of HaMotzi. Good, we reject Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri in terms of Hamotzi. That requires Chamesh HaSaminim. But the Rif writes, we accept the distinction of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri that Orez and Dochan are not equivalent in terms of that which is Zayin Tuva. And therefore, if you have a Braisa that only mentions Orez, you cannot necessarily infer that Dochan would be the case as well. After all, if indeed the purpose of the Braisa is coming, as the Rush writes, Lachfuki, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, so perhaps the Braisa should have discussed the case of Dochan as well? After all, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is based on two assumptions. One is the distinction between Orez and Dochan. The second is that Orez is a Birchas HaMotzi. If you want to demonstrate the Braisa against the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, if the Braisa would have mentioned both cases of Orez and Dochan, that would have been two counts against the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Not only is no Birchas HaMotzi, but you can't even distinguish between the two at all. The fact that the Braisa only mentions the case of Orez, so Rabbi Yonah writes, perhaps that is a raya to the Shita of the Rif. So therefore, right, the Rif splits between Orez v'Dochan as the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. As he pointed out, the Rush and the other Deya in Rabbi Yonah disagree and maintain that no, that what is true of Orez is true of Dochan, and therefore the bracha is considered to be a bracha of Mizonos. Is there any raya to indicate that this in fact should be true against the split of the Tosos, but rather as the view of the Rush? So, the following. The Gemara itself brought the Braisa, right, against the view of Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel say that the bracha is a bircha shahakol, as long as it is not considered to be chamesh saminim. And the Gemara says, how can you say that it's against the Braisa? The Braisa says when it comes to Orez v'Dochan, k'maisa k'deira. Maisa k'deira means mizonos. So the Gemara is madcha. The Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Maisa k'deira just means it's not a bircha samotzi. But what is it? No, it's a bracha of shahakal and bar nefashos. Admittedly, the Rosh and Rabbi Yonah point out there's something lacking to that teretz of the Gemara. Right, the Gemara says it's not a tiyufta of Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel could somehow like squeak out of the brisa a meaningful pshat, that simply the brisa is indicating that it is not considered to be pas lechem, but nonetheless, it just means that shahako is not considered to be a bracha v'motzi. Albeit, right, this certainly is not the meaning of the brisa itself. Right? We can nonetheless understand the brisa even according to Rav and Shmuel. So the Rosh and Bidyonana write the following. You get to the next brisa, our case of hakosis es haorez. Now we're forced to say tiyufta de Rav and Shmuel. Now there's no way out. We have to reject the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel, clearly against the view of the brisa. So the Rosh Habinyon write the following, well, now that you're rejecting Rav and Shmuel outright, well, let's now interpret the Braisa Rishona kipshuto. What do you have to be marcha the Braisa Rishona for? When the Braisa Rishona says that kamaisa kadeira, knew it means kamaisa kadeira. You don't have to assume that maisa kadeira means simply mevarchen alav betchila basov. Now you have a Braisa that says maisa kadeira, and it's good. Maisa kadeira means Mizonos. So once we reject Rav and Shmuel, we don't have to force ourselves against the wall to reinterpret the first brisa as just simply telling us that you make a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. What do you gain from this? Good. So we'll interpret the brisa rishona kipshuto, because the brisa rishona is orez vidochon. The first brisa was not limited to orez. The first brisa was talking about the case of Orez V'dochan. The whole deal of Tosos in the Rif is second brisa. The second brisa is your Hochacha. That only says Pas Orez. That's only talking about the case of Hakoses Orez. Good, so one could push and argue Orez yes and Dochan no. But no, once you argue that Rav and Shmuel rejected, can't you revisit the first brisa? And the first brisa now can be kapshuta maisa kadeira, and if that is true, what is true of Orez is true of the case of Dochen as well. And therefore you have a raya from the brisa, that even in the case of Dochen, the bracha is considered to be mezonos. And as mentioned, this is the view of the Rashi, this is what the Rashi quotes in the name of the Ravid as well. If you look in Rabbi Kiveger, in the Jewish V'chidish in Ar Sugya, Rabbi Kiveger puts forth a further raya, that Oraz and Dochen, even Dochen as well, the brach is considered to be that which is Amazonos. Because when you get to Amud Beis, and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes a further machlokes tanoim. When it comes to the case of Pas, Orez, Vidochen, that's the case. Ram Gamliel says that bracha achas me'in shalosh. That on Pas, Orez, Vidochen, a person recites bracha achas me'in shalosh. And the Chachamim disagree and maintain that no, the Chachamim armim v'lo klum, right? Not the bracha achas min shalosh, v'lo klum, a reference to bar nefashos. So you have a machlokes between Rambam Gamliel and the Chachamim. What is the bracha achrona when it comes to pas orez and dochan? Is it a me'ein shalosh or is it a bar nefashos? Rabbi Kiveger writes in Drush V'Chiddush the following. If, according to Rambam Gamliel, you recite the bracha of Me'ein Shalosh, so what was the bracha lifanel? If one is going to recite the bracha of Alamichya as a bracha achrona, so what was the bracha rishona? A shahako. The bracha rishona certainly was Emezonos. This is what we'll have to discuss in our Tosos. That's what Rabbi Kiveger writes. If Rambam Gamliel says the bracha is Me'ein Shalosh, presumably the bracha is mezonos and orez v'dochan. And Rabbi Kiveger writes, v'lo matzinu shenechleku ela b'bracha achrona. And when the Chachamim disagree, they seem only to disagree regarding the bracha achrona. But they're not denying the implied premise of Rambam Gamliel that the bracha is a bracha of mezonos. The bracha could very well be that of mezonos, but a further issue, do you have a right to recite an alamichya? The chamim will say that, what do you mean? It's mezon tuva, but it's not chameshes aminim, and therefore you don't recite the bracha of alamichya. The fact that they're arguing about the bracha rachron, Rabbi Kiveger writes, doesn't that imply that when it comes to bracha rishona, the bracha is considered to be that of mezonos? And that brisa as well, on Daf Lamed Zayin Mabez, is not only limited to Orez. That brisa is referring to Dochan as well. So here explicitly then Rabbi Kaveger writes, you have a brisa that tells us that on Dochan, the bracha is considered to be Mizanos. So even though when it comes to right the second brisa that the Gemara quotes, one could argue the brisa only happens to mention Orez, but this brisa clearly mentions the case of Dochan as well. Rabbi Kaveger points out, obidachuk, to assume the Chamer arguing absolutely that the bracha is a shahakol and a bar nefashos, because then that should be stated, that there's a two-tier machlokis of the Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. The fact that it does not, it only cites a machlokis regarding bracha achronis, seems to indicate that the bracha rishon is in fact mizonos and enochinami. That is considered to be that which is araya. That clearly, right, there is the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel, there is the sheet of the Chachamim that in fact allow that to occur. Once you see, in fact, that there are such tanaim, maybe one could argue that's even true of the Brais and Daflam and Zainam and Aleph, that when the Gemara tells us, Kamaisa Kadera, right, one could simply argue that that Brais is reflecting the sheet of the later Brais from Gamliel the Chachamim, but again, could very well be that Rav and Shmuel, in principle, would have disagreed with that possibility. So we see when it comes to the case of Dochan, the split of Tosus, the split of the Rif, the split of the Rambam, the split of the Shulchan Aruch, and again, the other Rishon that maintain that certainly is not the case. The Rashba is bothered by a further question. The Rashba in our Gemara, the Ramaskel Tiyufta. The Rashba writes the following. Even if one grants the position of the Rif, that there's a difference between Orez versus Dochan. Orez is something which is Zayin Tuv, and therefore one can envision Mizonos, even though it's not Chamesh Saminim. When it comes to Dochan, that is not the case. But the Rashba writes the following. Why does the Rif say Shehakol? The Rashba writes, V'ni Tame. Afilu Nemar She'ein Birchas Dochan Shavu L'Orez. Even if you split, but Mikomakom Levarach Alei Borei Pri Adama. So at least recite a Birchas Adama on Dochan. Why do you go Minat Katzel HaKatzel? But if not Mizonos, the bracha is considered to be a shakel. That's the kasha the Rashba raises. The Rashba acknowledges that this, right, was not a chiddush of the Rif. This is exactly what our Gemara says, no? The Gemara quotes the first brisa, Kamaisa Kedera. Isn't that an obvious raya that the bracha is mizonos? The Gemara says no. Kamaisa Kedera, v'lo Kamaisa Kedera. Kamaisa Kedera that mevarchim etchil vasov. And shalo kamaisa kedera because betchila shahako lebasov barnafashos. It's a gemara mafureshes. That if you're not going to recite a berachas mizonos, so the next tier is a bracha of shahako. So the Rashba writes, true, but the Rif has a very good ally, it's a gemara mafureshes, but the Rashba just concludes that im kozeh ani tamash meitzin. So I have a kasha against the Gemara and Vitzarech Le'iyun. So why does the Gemara do this? Why does the Gemara jump right from a mazonos to a birchas shahako? Can't there be a mid-ground that on Dochan a person makes the bacha bari pri ha'adama? Rabbeinu Yonah in our sugi discusses right a similar case, and that's the following. If you have an instance of pas, sha'osin me'kitnias. If pas is made out of kitnias, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, the bracha is considered to be a shahakol. And why exactly is that true? Good, it's not chamesh saminim, it's not zayne tuva. But why is it a bircha shahakol? So Rabbi Yonah gives two different biurim. Number one, Rabbi Yonah writes in Adaf the following, that yotze mitorah spri. If you go ahead and take kitnios, and they're thoroughly ground and reconstituted into a pas, it is no longer pre-hadam. If it's nechshav kepas, good, then you can discuss a bracha of mezonos. But once you argue that it is not nechshav kepas, it's not chamesh samizim, perhaps it's not zanei tuva, the option of pre ha'adama is no longer an option. Yatsa mitorah sapri. So if something's thoroughly ground, reconstituted, so in such an instance, Yatsa mitoras pri, that would not be an option any longer. And therefore, once it's not going to be a bracha of mizonos, so therefore, the fallback position is going to be a Berachas Shehakol. Furthermore, Rabbi Yonah just stresses a second element, and that is when it comes to kitnios, derech achilas of betor pri. The normal form of achil is to eat it as a pri. And if this person goes ahead and smashes it and reconstitutes it into something else, so therefore, ein derech hana bepas. Right? That is not the normal mode of achila when it comes to this particular meal. And therefore, Rabbi Yonah writes that this is worse. Right, this is a case of nishtana legriusa. Even if in principle it should be that which warrants a birchas ha'adama, but if a person will go ahead and alter it in a state that it is normally not to be used, pashos and mikitnios, so therefore, because nishtana legriusa, the bracha should be that of a shahakos. Right? Now it puts forth two different possibilities. One is that how can you recite a bracha of pri, ha'adama, when it's no longer in that state? And furthermore, the state that it is in at this point is considered to be nishtana legriusa. Pashav Shat, one could argue that that's exactly what our Gemara is assuming when it comes to the case of dochan and perhaps ihanosenes. That is the source of the chiddush of Rabbi Yonah. Once you assume that on dochan a person cannot recite mizonos, so therefore, right, the manner in which it grew, right, is no longer relevant. Yatsami Torah's pri, it's no longer considered to be pri hadama. And perhaps, right, in this case, nishtan legriyusa as well, when the dochan is kind of pulverized and reconstituted. And in such a case, just as Rabbi Yonah writes explicitly, the reasons when it comes to the case of kitnios, perhaps, this is also true when it comes to the case of dochan. But as I pointed out, this is clear in the Gemara. And that's the chiddush of the Rif, that the two options are going to be mizonos and a birchas shahakol. The Braisa now tells us the following. What happens in a case of koses esachita? What happens if a person chews wheat in its raw state? So here, the Braisa says the bracha is borei pri ha'adam. See, even though normally speaking, chitin is not eaten in that fashion, but nonetheless, right here, one would recite the birchas ha'adama if a person eats, chews the wheat which is raw. It's interesting, if you look in the Rambam, right, when he quotes our Gemara of Koses Esachita, the Rambam writes the following in two diukim, two chidushim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos in Gimel Beis, Ochel Dagon Shaluk. That's what the Rambam quotes, our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Koses Esachita, a person who chews raw wheat. The Rambam writes that Ochel Dagon Shaluk. If a person goes ahead and eats Dagon, and it is shaluk, it is something which is thoroughly cooked. So the Rambam writes, then you make the bracha, bari pri ha'adama. You see again just two ha'arets. Number one is the Rambam says dagan. Dagan is a much broader term than our Gemara of chita. Dagan includes not only mine chitim, but also mine Saurim. In the further horas, the Rambam writes that Dagon Shaluk. Right? The implication of the Rambam would be that if this were to be chai, if it were to be literally raw, so in such a case, then perhaps that's not the instance. Then we would assume the bracha is considered to be that of a birchas shahakol. So our Gemara says hakoses esachita. So the Rambam writes chitas lavdavka, it means Dagon. And furthermore, of course, this means you chew it shaluk. Right, as opposed to right, breaking down the grain, right, and making it into a form of a mizonos or a pas. If you look in the Bir Halacha, found in Siman Reish Beis, in Sif Yud Beis, the Bir Halacha writes that this is exactly what was bothering the Rambam. That normally we assume, as we'll see from the coming sugyas, that kol dover shadar galecha mavusha, if something is normally eaten in a cooked state, so kisha'achlu chai, you make a berachas shahakol. So Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha is very bothered. Then here, the Gemara says, koses esachita. Presumably, we're talking about a case of one who chews raw wheat. And yet the Gemara says the bracha is a birchas adama. If the wheat is normally only eaten after it is processed, it is cooked, why is the bracha birchas adama? It should be birchas shahako. So the Bir Halacha writes the following chiddush, that perhaps that's exactly why the Rambam writes we're talking about a case of shaluk. No, Gemara does not mean in its raw state. It means in a cooked state. But la'afuke, right, the normal way that chitin are processed into mezonos. This possibility is explicit in the Me'iri. Because the Me'iri, in our sugya, writes that chitin shalukin is bari pri adama, shaluk, like the Rambam. In the Me'iri earlier, and Daf Lamed Vav, is explicit. The implication of the Rambam, that chitim chayim, if it's ra, the brach is a shahako. The Me'iri explicitly writes those two possibilities. Shaluk, then it's berachas bari pri adama. If it's chay, then not, because since chitin are normally eaten when they are processed, in such a case, ra chitin, the bracha is a shahako. So Mishnah Berurah suggests in Bir Halacha, that is what was driving the Rambam, right, to interpret our Gemara as Dagon Shaluk, as opposed to, literally, Kosis is Achita in its raw state. The Kesev Mishnah interpreted the Rambam in a very different way. The Kesev Mishnah writes, in Gimel Beis, V'zeh Shekosav Shaluk, Klomar Delo Mikri Mavusho, Kevan Shlo Husar Akli Pasam. Normally, right, if you have chitim and they're processed and they're broken down, in such a case, then you make a berachas mezonos. Here, the processing has begun. It's shaluk. But here, the Kesem Mishnah writes the following. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. That even though, right, it is shaluk, but lo husar aklipasa, the outer layer was not removed, the chitin were not ground, so therefore, right, the bracha is only considered to be a bracha bar pi adama. As opposed to a normal bracha recited on chitin of that of mezonos. It was mentioned, Bir Halacha writes, that no, in its raw state, the bracha would be that of a shahakom. According to Bir Halacha, only if shaluk, then bar pi adama, chai, the bracha would be a birchas shahakom. In the Emek bracha, Rav Ramchek, one of the Talmidei of the Brisker Rav, it's found in Birchas Hanenin, right, in Oz Gimel, points out the following. We discussed earlier the Rambam Shita regarding Shemen, where the Gemara says that Shemen is Mazik, and therefore, according to the Rambam, you recite a bracha of a shahakom. That was the Rambam in Brachos and Ches Beis. The Gemara did not mean to say that no bracha at all is recited. A bracha shako is necessary, after all, because the element of matir, right, is considered to be necessary. There is a level of hanas goron, hanas meayim, right, the Bach's chiddush, that there is hanas goron when it comes to shemen. Maziku means there isn't hanas meayim. A bracha miyuchedes, which is based on Birchas HaMazon, that required Hanas Me'ayim. But Matir is even for minimal Hanas Garon as well. And therefore, if you eat that which is Mazik, Es HaMe'ayim, so in such a case, the Bracha is considered to be that which is Eshako. And in that context, the Gemara we saw earlier, right, applied this to a case of Truma as well. Right? What happens if a person goes ahead and shows a Truma? Is he chayiv tashlum echomesh? Is he not? That should indicate whether this is considered to be, as Rashi pointed out, a form of achila, ki yocho prat namazik. Simek Bracha points out the following, that if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Zayin in Hilchos Trumos writes the following, that kosas es achitim, if a person chews chitim, so the Rambam writes that harezer meshalim keren v'chomesh. So you're chayiv for keren and chomesh. That is considered to be an absolute form of achila. In a case of kasas esachitim. And in the very next halacha, in Hilchos Trumos Perek Yud Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes the following, that hakosis es ha-saorim potrim en chomesh. In Saran, there's no chiyuv chomesh whatsoever. Why? Mipnei shehizik atzmo. The Rambam says, the sugya we saw earlier, that eating sa'orim is something which is detrimental. And therefore, in such a case, there is no chiyuv chomesh. So the Rambam writes, when it comes to the case of sa'orim chai, there is no chiyuv chomesh. Mipnei shehizik atzmo. Sa'orim is considered to be that which causes hezek, and therefore you are potter min ha'chomesh. How is it then that the Gemara writes the following, according to the Rambam, that if a person will eat dagon, one recites a bracha bari pri ha'adama? After all, the Rambam explains that dagon not only includes chitin, also includes sa'orim. It's the broadest term, dagon. And the Rambam writes that you're potter min ha'chomesh because mipnei shehizik atzma. How is it the Gemara says that on the one hand you would be potter min ha'chomesh because hizik atzma, on the other hand the bracha is the birchas adama? So that's what the bracha points out. That's why the Rambam writes that we're talking about a case of dagon shaluk. If a person is eating the sa'orin that are raw, that's true. Then the bracha would be like the bracha shemen. It will be something which is just a birchas shahako. That is considered to be a dvar mazik. However, right, if you assume that we're talking about a case of shalom, and you understand very well, right, then the bracha is considered to be that of a birchas adama, and therefore the Rambam uses the broadest term of dagon, whether it's chitin, whether it's sorim. If it's shalom, then a person makes a birchas adama, but not in the case of the bracha of shahako. So in the case of kosei schitim, the Gemara writes Adama, and as he pointed out, the issue in the Rambam, is it referring to chai? Is it referring to that which is only sholok? This is all true when it comes to the bracha rishon. And in this case that the Braisa cites, the case of kosei schitim, what about la'achar of mai? What is the bracha la'achareha for the case of chitim? So here, Tosus Dermaskal ha'koseis raises the suffix. It's clear that Agamar tells us the bracha lifaneha is a bari pri adama. What about when it comes to the bracha from? So Tosa says that, look, you're dealing with chitin. You're dealing with minei dagon. It is chameshas aminim. So therefore, Tosa suggests that maybe a person should recite a bracha chas mei shalosh. Now, you're not reciting a bracha of mizonos. So how can you recite the bracha of ala michya, ala kalkala? This is not the chamesha saminim that are zayne tuva. So Tosus writes the fact, novel idea, that maybe one should recite, the language of Tosus is a little bit unusual. Tosus says, maybe you should recite ala michya, ala kalkala, umisayim al ha'adama v'al pri ha'adama. Now, since, after all, the bracha rishon is pri hadama, so let that be reflected in the bracha achas mein shalosh. It's questionable whether one takes the Tosa so literally. Does it really mean you begin the bracha al hamichi b'al hakalkala and you conclude the bracha al hadama b'al pri hadama? Is that really what Tosa means? That would be a very great chiddush, as though in the Nusach HaBracha, one could be maskir, michi v'kalkala, but not mechasimas HaBracha. If you look, for example, in the Chumash HaDeshen, Simon Lamed, the Chumash HaDeshen writes the same Shakal Vataria, but with a consistent bracha. The Chumash HaDeshen writes that maybe one should recite bracha chas min shalosh, which is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Al Ha'adama V'al Pri Ha'adama, and Umesayim, Al Ha'adama V'al Pri Ha'adama. That's how the Chumash HaDeshen cites this, and perhaps that also is pshat in our Tosus. You know, sometimes we say alamichi as a code name for brachachas min shalosh. Perhaps that's the kavan of Tosus as well. When Tosus says, why not recite the bracha of alamichi, it means, as opposed to a bracha bar nefashos. It'd be a chiddush to assume that this is what Tosus meant in terms of nusach habracha, that you can begin with an alamichi, but you can't be chosim, as mentioned. The Chumash HaDeshen is mefurish, that the bracha consistently is in that way. So Tosus writes that Eino Chinami, That was the initial thought of Rabbeinu Tam, that chitim is chamesha saminim, and it always warrants the brachachas meim shalosh, right? Depending on how it is eaten. So sometimes al michya, sometimes al adama. And then Tosfos writes that no, b'chazer b'Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam retracted and assumed the bracha is considered to be a bar nefashos, but yet this was still considered to be a suffix of the ri. After all, if you're dealing with the case of chita chai, right? Tosfos is explicitly against the Rambam, right? You're talking about a case of chita chai, lo chashiv achilas al kokach, and therefore, even though it's from chamesha saminim, yeah, but that's not enough, right? The special bracha, right, on the minim, chamesha saminim, shiva saminim, as we discussed in the tour, right, is because of zayne tuva. And if it's zayne tuva, in such a case, that would not apply to koseis chita chai. Again, you see, Tosfos is not working with simply whether it is chamesha saminim, whether it's not. That's not enough. You require the fact of zayne tuva, and therefore that only applies to a case of process chitim, not to a case of chita chai. Again, that would fit in well with the distinction we had earlier in Tosfos, the tiyufta between orez v'dochan. Right? The Tosfos is not just working with whether it is or is not chamesha saminim, then there's no basis to split between orez versus dochan. But if you assume zayne tuva, so therefore one could argue orez yes, dochan no, or even within chitim. It depends. Chita chai is not zayne tuva, mashen kein. If you're talking about the process chitim mizonos, then it's very different. So Tosfos writes, because of this issue, does one recite the bracha achas mein shalosh in this case? So therefore Tosfos writes the following, that v'nochon lahachmir. And therefore when it comes to these types of cases, when it comes even to kloyos, even if it's toasted chitim, or even when it comes, now Tosfos mentions the case in the Rambam, chitim shlukos, even if it's shaluk, but it's not zayne tuva in the normal process mizonos, so we're not sure what this bracha achron is going to be. So therefore Tosfos says one should avoid the suffik and only have it dafka besof hasuda. So therefore avoid a suffik when it comes to a case of bracha achron. So first, one aspect of this Tosfos. This issue that Tosfos writes, you have a suffik regarding a bracha achrona. Whether one would recite a barnafashos, whether one would recite an alamichia. So therefore, a person must avoid that type of suffik. And the way to do so is achila b'sol chasid. Tosfos clearly is discussing this in terms of avoidance of, right, an uncertain bracha achrona. Would the same Eitza of Tosfos apply regarding a suffik of bracha rishon? Here it's clear in the Gemara, the case at least we're dealing with right now, is that the bracha rishon is one of Adama. But Tosfos is not sure. Just because you make Adama, does that necessarily mean that there's no possibility of an al mechia? At least an al and Adama. So the bracha rishon is clear, the bracha achrona is questionable, so avoid it through achila b'sol chasid. Would this same eitz of Tosfos function regarding a bracha rishona? That if, in fact, there is a suffik regarding a bracha rishona, so therefore, the way to avoid such a suffik is, as Tosfos suggests, achila b'sol chasid. Or could one argue as follows, that no, when it comes to bracha rishona, we have an easier solution. And that is the bracha of a shahakol. When it comes to a bracha shahakol, so we know that if a bracha of shahakol is recited on any min, one in fact will be outside. So in order to avoid a suffik bracha, shahakol is always an option. But who says that there is a corollary to a bracha achrona? Just like shahakol is a bracha kolelis, is that also true of a bar nefashos? Maybe not necessarily. A bracha shahakol we learned earlier is niskana as well, ala safek. But maybe that's not true when it comes to the bar nefashos, and therefore, Tosfos is eitzah, avoidance of safek, achila b'sol chasuda perhaps is relevant to bracha achrona, but not necessarily when it comes to a bracha rishona. This is a machlokas between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Dalet is where the Mechaber quotes that halacha very simply. That kol davar shemesipak bebrachaso, if you're not sure what the bracha rishona is, say the Mechaber writes, yivarish shahakol. After all, the Mishnah, ba'al kulam im birish shahakol yatsa. So therefore, a safek bracha rishona, the bracha of shahakol. The Magen Avraham in Sivkot Mechavav just writes the following. It's true. If you recite the Berach HaShahakol, there's coverage. However, the Magen Avraham adds simply artosis. Mikol makom, imudavar shiachol afotar b'soch hasuda. But if you could incorporate this into the suda, so certainly adif tvei, that's what you should do. That's ideal. Because the us ain't suffik lao. Why should you rely on the coverage of a bracha shahakal if you can avoid any suffik regarding a bracha rishon as well? The Magen Avraham writes that just as artosis suggests us when it comes to bracha achrona, the same is true when it comes to a bracha rishon. The Magen Avraham writes that va'ayin b'simin kuf samaches siv gimel. Right there, we'll have to see the sugya later as well. The Shulchan Aruch is discussing a case of a belila raka. Right, when do we assume zonos? When do we assume a bircha samotzi? So there as well, right? The Shulchan Aruch suggests. The Magen Avraham comments that shiyavarech ha-halechem. If you have something which is a suffik mezonos or suffik hamotzi, so make your hamotzi and eat real pas. Even when it comes to bracha rishona, why not avoid the suffik? It's true that there is another option, but that option is b'di'evet. This option is not l'chadchim. The Taz disagrees. The Taz is found in Siman Reish Ches, in Sifkot Nehei, where the Taz writes the following, B'makom safek, one can recite the Bircha Shahakol L'chadchima, meaning, given the situation of safek, this is already first tier. And therefore, B'davka, when it comes to our case, where the Bracha Rishona is a given, the Bracha Achron is the safek, that's where Tosus writes, that achila b'soch hasud is preferred. The raya that the Taz brings is from the Tur, right? From our case. When the Tur quotes our case in Siman Reish Ches, the Tur writes the following: that if you have toasted chitim, so what do you do? The Bahag and the Rambam write that the bracha is bar pri adama followed by bar nefashos. That's our Rambam. And our Tosus writes that no, maybe you have to recite a bracha chas main shalosh. So what do you do? So the Tur says, like our Tosus, lo yolcha ela b'socha suda, cover yourself. Yeah, but the Tur goes the next step. The Tur writes the following, that bishlama, when it comes to the bracha rishona, you can recite a bircha shahakol. That would solve the bracha rishona problem. But when it comes to a bracha achrona, is that really an etzah? That really I was chayiv in ala michya, but recite a bar nefashos instead? Where do you see that? Ein lomar ela kafish nitzkan. There you have to say the bracha ketikuno. So therefore, the Tur writes that if the whole problem is a bracha rishona problem, shahakol would help. But not sure when it comes to the bracha achrona. Poshav Shan, the Tur is the following. Exactly as the Taz maintains, that if you're dealing with the safek bracha, b'makom safek chazal allow, reliance l'chadchil on the bracha shahakol. But there's no corollary to the bracha achrona. Why is that true? Why would one separate between the bracha rishona, bracha achrona, perhaps as we discussed earlier, the one halacha, the two halachas. The whole need for a bracha mefuretes is part of the kiyum hoda, which is present in each and every bracha. After all, kishu sovem avare, kishu roev lo kolshke. A bracha la'achrona is a birchas hoda. A bracha rishon, we pointed out the many rayas, it has the two elements to it. There is a kiyum of hoda, but undeniably the element of matir. And Poshim Shabbat, although in the earlier Shem we cited Marmakomos that seemed to indicate otherwise, but certainly if the Pshuta, according to Rav Rishonim, that element of Matir is only present in Bracha Lafaneha, not in terms of Bracha Lachareha. So every Mine Achila, you understand that there could be two tracks. Even if one is not satisfying, so to speak, the element of Hodah, but the Bircha Shakal is not irrelevant. The Bircha Shakal serves to be Mafgiyah, Lahatir, Kolanenla Bracha Kilomo. When it comes, however, to the Bracha Le'achareha, which is purely a Kiyum Hodah, yeah, so that's exactly what the Torah writes. So where do you see that if this was the fitting Bircha Hodah, that this can be substituted for that? It's not a substitution when it comes to the bracha lifaneha. There are two kiyumim in bracha. And as far as the element of matir is concerned, what better matir than shakol ne'abidvaro? That's acknowledging everything Kadosh Baruch Hu created. You'll tell me that's not enough. Specificity is necessary. Yeah, that's in terms of hodah. It's inappropriate to mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu equally for everything, for a sip of water as opposed to a chiyuv sunnah. So the level of hodah is different, but in terms of matir, that's common ground. So the Torah writes, when it comes to the bracha lifoneha, we'll understand reliance on a bircha shaka, but not necessarily when it comes to the bracha, which is lachareha. And therefore, right, the Taz points out from the arichus of the Torah, above and beyond, artosus. The Torah distinguishes between the bracha lefaneha as opposed to that of lachareha. The same deal can be found in the Rosh in our Sugya. The Rosh in our Perek in Siman Tes writes the following. That one should avoid eating chitin chayin or chitin which are shalok imlo beso chasuda. The Rosh quotes the same as Artosus. And then the Rosh continues and quotes the Yerushalmi at the very end of Artosus, where the Yerushalmi raises the question, when one has solas, ma mevarech besofa? What is the bracha achrona when it comes to solas? So the Yerushalmi writes the following. Rabbi Yossi says that lahachi lo acho solas rab yirin meyamei. Rabbi Yossi says, Yishon Rabbi Yirmiya never ate solas. Never ate solas. Why? Because the fish shayim is supek, the bracha achrona. Because he wasn't sure what the bracha achrona would in fact be. So the Rosh again expands on the Yushami. It also just refers to it. Right? The very end of our Tosas. But the Rosh explains. The Rosh writes, Shayim hayim is supek, a bracha rishona. If only Yeshua was a bracha rishona, that would not stop Rabbi Yirmiya from eating it. Hayachal avarech shakol. He could do that. Because after all, doesn't the Mishnah say, Al kulam, imbirech shakol yatsa? So immediately on the Rosh, the Madana Yantif, and Ostaf, what exactly does that mean? Rabbi Yirmiya would not have refrained from eating soul as it had just been a bracha rishona issue. Because that you can recite the bracha of shakal. But the bracha achrona, that was a tough one. That's hard to avoid. Madani Yonuf says the following. When the Rosh says, because yachal varach shakal, Madani Yonuf writes, afil lechatchila. This is what Chazal were koveya b'makom safek. And And even though the Mishnah says im birech yatsa, it sounds like b'di'eved. Yeah, that's true. Your yotze b'di'eved. If another bracha should have been recited, sometimes shakal is covered b'di'eved. But b'makom safek, Madani Yantef writes his diuk in the Rash that that was the added factor of the bracha shakal. And therefore, the Rush shows that this Yerushalmi, Rav Yirmiyah's hesitancy in partaking, right, was because of the Brach Achron issue. The Brach Rishon issue, one simply could have resolved by resetting Brach Hashak. That's like the Taz. Furthermore, the Tosas Rav Yirachas in Ardaf is even more explicit. The Tosas Rav Yehuda Chassid writes the following. Rav Yirmiyah was not comfortable with the bracha achrona problem because of suffix bracha. Because ein levarech bracha shelo niskana. Because how can you recite a bracha that was not instituted to recite on this min? But the Rav Yehuda Chassid writes explicitly, avalefanav, when it comes to the bracha rishona, Ein kan elam yishum aser lehanas b'lo bracha. What drives the bracha rishona is uprooting the sir me'ilo. And therefore, b'makom safek, yachal levarech b'yifter atzma l'chadchila b'shakal sharei al hakol niskana. Furish, does Rabbi Yochasin. Bracha rishona, its essence is matir. It's true there's a kim of dam, but the essence is one of matir, and therefore, L'chadchila, one can recite the Bracha Shakal if the circumstance presents itself that one, for whatever reason, cannot recite the Bracha with the added kiyum because of some suffix. But not true when it comes to Bracha L'achareha. All of these seem to support, right, to the view of the Taz, that what is driving Tosfos is the Bracha L'achareha. And the Raya the Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi of Rav Yirmiyah is regarding a bracha achron, not the bracha rishon. If you look, however, in the Hagos Maimonos, right, in Brachos and the Rambam, Perek Gimel Os Aleph, Hagos Maimonos describes the Yerushalmi differently. The Yerushalmi is very dramatic. The Yerushalmi says, Rav Yirmiyah never ate solas. Never ate solas. Yerushalmi goes too far. I understand. And solas, there's a difficulty of what the bracha l'achareha should be. So therefore, I would have said, so therefore coverage. What's wrong with Tosas' Eitza? Achila b'sol chasuda. What do you have to go so far as to assume never? There's a gzera that maybe if you eat it in the suda, you would eat it outside of the suda, now be faced with a suffix bracha. A ghost mamnus is bothered. Why is it that because of such a suffix regarding bracha, of Yirmiyah never? So a ghost mamnus adds the following line, that umash lo achol so b'sol chasuda. So just incorporate in the meal. What's wrong with that? Nasa dilma sphirlik Rav Sheshes. That perhaps Rav Yirmiyah is in agreement with Rav Sheshes. That solace is like te'enim, anavim. These al pidin are considered to be that which is enam bay machmas asuda. And as such, if it's lo machmas asuda, you require a bracha lefaneha as well as a bracha lachareha. It requires its own brachas. So that was the issue. Rav Yirmiyah and the Yerushalmi was of the opinion that this solas is not part of the normal mainstay of the meal. People normally don't eat solas as part of a meal. And therefore, it's going to require, right, its own brachos, its own bracha rishona, its own bracha lachrona. So then what is the continuation then? So Rav Yirmiya therefore opted out, it's better not to go in to eat, because what am I going to do about the bracha achrona? If I have a suffix regarding a bracha rishona, a bracha achrona, so in such a case, better not, because if I'm dealing with that which is enom bay machmas asuda, I'm going to be stuck with the bracha achrona. What then would I do? So in other words, one could argue as follows. If you're dealing with something which is enom bay machmas asuda, it requires its own bracha rishona. Well, if I know what the bracha rishona would be, let's say like that case in our Gemara, it's a berachas adama, so you're fine. So you can make the regular bracha rishona. And what happens if you have a suffix? You have a suffix regarding a case of a bracha rishona, but it's something which is eno bay machmas asuda. Yeah, then everybody would agree. You can recite a bracha shahako. The whole chiddush of the Magen Avraham was the following. That if there is a way that you can incorporate it in the meal, so in such a case, why opt for a brach of shahako? Why not incorporate? But let's assume for whatever reason you can't incorporate. I'll give you a great reason why you can't incorporate. Because al pidin, this is called dvarim she'enim by machmas asuda. It's not going to help you to go ahead and recite hamotzi. Hamotzi is not going to cover. Well, then certainly, if the hamotzi is not going to cover, then of course you can recite a bircha shahako. But now, what are you going to do with the bracha achrona? So the bircha samazn is not going to cover. So what bracha achrona do I say? Me'in shalosh, bar nefashos. So that's where Rabbi Yirmiyah did not go ahead and eat. If that's true, one could simply argue as follows. When do we assume that reliance on a bircha shakel zachat chila? Well, that could be exactly as the Magen Avraham, when there's no other option. What is a classic case where there's no other option? It's dvarim she'enan bayim machmas asuda. There's no other option. Our option of coverage of Tosus. There's no coverage if it's enan bayim machmas asuda. That's when you can learn the bracha of shahako. But let's assume you deal with the case where no. I'm eating this, and I'm not sure what the bracha is, but if I would wash, I would certainly be exempt. In most cases, this is all Dvarim Machmas Asuda. Maybe then the Magen Avraham is correct. So that's the first tier. Incorporate. In a case where you can't incorporate, so there's no Isser Achila, then of course Chazal allow the Bircha Shakel even of that which is Lachat Chila. You see from the Rishonim, from the Rosh and the Tur, Boshem shot like the Taz. But Hagos Maimonides introduced a new element, and that is that Rav Yirmiyah wasn't comfortable even incorporating in part of the Sunnah. Why not? You have to argue that this was called Ram She'ena by Machmas HaSunnah. If that's the case, so then you lose the Raya. That this is only a Prama Bracha Achrona, a Prama Bracha Rishona. Because in a case where no coverage is possible, so of course, right, then shako covers. But what do you do if no coverage is possible when it comes to bracha achrona? That's still a problem. There's no of course. Now what? Of course, bar nefashos required? Not necessarily. That's the uniqueness of the matir of bracha rishona. So that's the machlokes. The Taz, the Magen Avraham, where there are tosos, is merely concerned with bracha achrona, or even when it comes to bracha rishona as well. If you look in the Gilyan HaMarsha, right, on our daf, right, the Hara Surf of Shlomo Eger, Gilyan HaMarsha is it's very brief but fascinating marmakomos. Just ticks off right marmakomos. He tells you to take a look in the Chibur, the Prima Gadim, in the Gina Sparadim, right, in Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Klal Aleph, Simen Tesvav. So we'll have to discuss this, but the Gilyan HaMarsha writes in our daf that perhaps one could argue, and this is what he feels is the position of the Rif against our Tosos, that what is true of Shahako is also true of Bar Nefeshes. Chiddush. That just as Shahako can serve sometimes as the appropriate bracha, and then shehakol can serve as a default bracha. The same is true when it comes to habar nefashos as well. And therefore, just as b'makom safek bracha, a person can recite a bracha shehakol, the same can be recited when it comes to a bracha achrona of the habar nefashos. We pointed out that there's ample basis to distinguish. Because in terms of the kim of matir, which is the essence of bracha rishona, so what could be better than a bracha of shakol nebidvara, acknowledgement of Hashem Aratzim Lo? But the Gemara Rasha writes, if you Megadim's diuk in the rift, that perhaps just as shahakol v'nevah, so too when it comes to renefashos, as a case of a bracha lacharim. So take a look, if you can, at that Gleaner Marsha. We'll have to discuss again some of the detail now of our Tosos, just in terms of all of these cases. Right? When is it that we assume that one is chayish for the bracha? But, Tosos is dealing with a case where the bracha Rishona is a birchas adama, but Tosos still envisions that perhaps the bracha l'achareah could be a bracha achas me'en shalosh. What about, right, in cases where the bracha would be a bircha shahakol? Let's assume for a case, for example, of sa'orim that we discussed, where sa'orim true it's chamesha samim, but yet straight sa'orim, the bracha is considered to be a bircha shahakol. The Gemara says, after all, Sarum can have an element of hezek to it. Would the suffix of Tosas still apply in those cases as well? Even in cases where the bracha would be that of a shahakol, even then the bracha lefna could be a bracha achas, which is me'ein shalosh. Let's assume, for example, the Machab writes in Reish Ches, kemach chitim. A person who's consuming kemach, in such a case, there the bracha is shahakol. Is that the same as our case of koseh sesachitim? Koseh sesachitim, as he pointed out, the Gemara says it's a birchas adama. If it's a birchas adama and it's still pre-adama, which is chamesha saminim, maybe then one could envision the suffix of the Tosos that maybe you should recite a more lengthy bracha, it's chamesha saminim, with a bracha rishon that reflects chamesha saminim. So therefore, that has to be expressed a bracha achron as well. What about cases, again, where the bracha is considered to be that of ishahakol? And Kohen perhaps possibly distinguish between, right, various forms of the bracha shakal and chamesha saminim. Why are you only reciting the bracha shakal that time? So this is addressed by the Rashba in our siddur. And so take a look if you can for tomorrow. We'll pick up with the Tosus and the Rashba. Right? How far do we take, right, the Chiddush Tosus, the possibility of a bracha rishona being not mezonos, but nonetheless a bracha mein shalosh? Would one even extend this to cases where an chamesha saminim a bracha of shakal is